Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the One Dad Seven Lives podcast with myself, your host and guide for this one as well, Mr. Funk. I do thank everyone for being here and for listening to my rambles and nonsense. And today, what I actually want to talk about is OnlyFans. I have seen quite a lot of stories of men, famous men, to certain degrees, whether it be streamers or celebrities or YouTubers, whatever it may be, and their partners are producing content for OnlyFans. Now, what in the actual fuck is this shit? Like, what the fuck are you doing? How is this something that is being allowed to happen? I don't understand. If you have a partner, male or female, and they are producing content whereby they are shown their private, intimate parts to people for money, then that means that one of three things: you're either a cuck and you love watching your woman get fucking battered by other men, you're a simp, in which case you just don't have any control or power in your relationship, or you're a pimp. And I don't mean in the Snoop Deal double G kind of motherfucking P-I-M-P kind of way. I mean in the you are selling your woman and then profiting off of that. And none of these things, if we're being entirely honest, are something that you should be dealing with at all. There should be no way that you are in a relationship with a person who is selling their body to people for sexual gratification it doesn't make sense. How are you allowing this to happen in your house, in your relationship? The way that I see it is that you're allowing OnlyFans, where hundreds of people are seeing this shit. Would you allow your woman to rock up to a man's house, or your man to rock up to your woman, to a woman's house, and expose themselves in the ways that they do on these OnlyFans pages? Now, I know some of them are not bad, but a lot of them, they're showing their asshole to people online, and their dick and their vagina to people for money. Would you allow your partner to go to someone's house and do that same thing for money? If the answer is no, then why the fuck are you allowing it to happen in your relationship? Do you understand that? Like, I don't think people seem to have the mental comprehension to be able to understand that either you're allowing your woman to sell herself and you are profiting from it, or you're a fucking cuck. That's the only two options. And neither of those things are things that should be happening in a relationship at all. So explain to me how you can sit and say, oh well, it's she's doing it, and if people want to buy it, then that's fine. Well, let her fucking post herself up on websites and go do it locally with people. No? No, not allowing that. Why not? It's the same thing. She's not having sex with these people. He's not having sex with these people. So why is it the same thing? Why is it not the same thing, should I say? Why is it not allowed when it's in person, but it is over the internet? Like, you do understand that if you ever have kids with these people, these pictures are there. Your kids will see these pictures. Like, no matter whether you have kids with someone 10 years down the line, or fucking 6 months from now. Like, it doesn't matter. Your kids will see these pictures. It doesn't matter. Like, you don't seem to understand that, like, you are allowing, yes, I am saying allowing, because you are allowing your partner to do this stuff. If your partner wants to do this stuff, and you are happy for them to do it, then you would also be happy for them to do it in person. Understand that. Like, if Mrs. Funk said, I'm going to open up an OnlyFans, she would have two choices. She could either retract that statement, or I would be gone. There wouldn't be an option number three. There wouldn't be an option whereby this goes online. I would be leaving, and I would be taking the kids, and that would be it. She wants to put herself on OnlyFans, good, go ahead, great. But your kids won't be a part of that. Your kids won't be in the house, and I won't be a part of that either. It's not happening in any way whatsoever. In a house that I live in. Not a chance. And I don't understand why you people out here are allowing this to happen under your roof. Like, you realise that you are... I don't even know what to say at this point. I feel like I'm just fucking repeating myself. But there are people out there who are allowing this to go on. And because it makes them money, it's seen as a great thing. Okay. How? How is it a great thing? How is it something that should be applauded and lauded? How is it something... Explain to me how this is something that we should be giving fucking people high fives and hell yes for. Explain that. Like, I'm sorry, but no. You're selling yourself. You are prostituting yourself to people in a relationship. And you expect me to be okay with that? But it goes to say a lot of things about a lot of people that are in relationships currently. You know, they don't seem to have the mental capacity or the mental fortitude to be able to fucking break out from underneath the people that they're with and be like, actually, hold the fucking phone. We are not going to have this in our relationship. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? The greatest fucking thing that you can do is have self-respect for yourself. And if you're with someone who is doing something like this, break the fucking bonds of that relationship and get the fuck out. Do not allow yourself to be fucking held down and held under in your relationship because you think you love this person. This person doesn't love you. If this person loved you, they wouldn't be prostituting themselves online. If they loved you, they would go the extra mile to do whatever the fuck they could. Whatever they could. To make sure that they were earning enough money that they didn't need to prostitute themselves. There is fucking... There is no way on this earth that your only fucking... Your only recourse is online prostitution. Like, you can't whore yourself out and then be like, well, it was my only choice. No, it wasn't. Don't be fucking stupid. There's absolutely no way that that was your only choice. and you cannot tell me that it was your only choice. There are plenty of other things that you could do. Fuck's sake, women have got it so easy in this fucking world that you can start a Twitch, and as long as you've got a pair of tits and a low-cut top, you'll end up with a couple of £1,000 a month. Like, go on YouTube and be a fucking... I don't know. The same thing. Fucking stick a low-cut top on, talk about fucking makeup, and everybody will be in love with you. Like, you don't need to do shit. You don't need to be boring or... You can be boring. You don't need to be interesting or have a fucking personality or crack jokes or do anything like that. All you have to do is literally sit back and just fucking look at the world and be like, yeah, but look at my tits. Like, you understand that is not a position that you should be in as a human being. Like, as a man, if my woman was on OnlyFans and she was selling pictures of herself, she would not be in the relationship with me any longer. It would not be something that we would be a part of together. There is no way on God's green earth that I would have this woman selling pictures of herself online and in a relationship with me at the same time. I think you need some antidepressants or you need some fucking Valium to fucking square yourself up and realise that you are better than the relationship that you're in, if that's the relationship that you're in. I think that some people need to just fucking scare themselves in their life to realise that what they have is actually not as good as it could be. I think that's what you need to do, because there's no way that what you're doing in your relationship, if your partner is selling OnlyFans, is something that's making you happy. Your relationship is not a happy relationship, if that's the case. It can't be. It just can't be, and you can't tell me it is. You can't say otherwise, because if you say that, then I can show you a liar. Like, do you understand the level of delusion that you have to be at to be at a point where you're like, yeah, she's selling OnlyFans, it's fine, doesn't matter. Like, I've been less delusional on fucking ecstasy and mushrooms. Like, are you for real? Do you understand what's going on? Look at your relationship from the perspective of someone from the outside. What would someone from the outside think? Now, I am definitely one for saying, if you're on the out, don't always take what other people think. Absolutely. But there are situations that you need to look at and you need to understand that, fuck, maybe I'm fucking tripping on acid. Maybe I'm fucking out of my nut a little bit, because this relationship definitely is not a healthy one and definitely is not something that I should be in. Like, do you understand that? Does that make sense to you? Does that sort of come through to you? Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem to be something that a lot of people seem to be able to compute as well. I'm in a relationship, that person is for me and I am for them. Like, you are for each other. You are not for them after everyone else gets a shot. Like, understand that. How would you like it if your partner had told you that they'd been with 300 people? How would you feel? You would feel slightly gross, slightly disgusted, and a little bit fucking grossed out, wouldn't you? Yeah, maybe just a little bit. Like, you would need to fucking wash yourself and fucking bleach, take a fucking bleach bath. Like, that's the situation that you would be in if that was the case. But then, you're allowing your partner to prostitute themselves to thousands of people for thousands of people to see them, to have masturbated over them, and to have been in a situation whereby thousands of people have seen their fucking their every nook and cranny, if you want to call it that. But you're happy for that to be the situation that you're in. But you don't want hundreds of people to have been with them. Do you understand? Like, that's just not something that you should be happy with. And if you are, you are, as I said, one of three things. You are a simp, a cuck, or a pimp. Anyway, y'all, that's just my thoughts on it for today. I do thank everyone for being here with me. You can catch me over on Twitter at OneDadPod. That is the number one, DADPOD. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Very much for being here with me today. And y'all, have a good day. Cheers.